Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. I got a kind of a different short topic for you today. My answer to get a job. I want to cover this topic. It comes up quite often when I'm out gospel, sign holding, or street preaching. Men will walk by. They usually have nothing better to say. But they'll yell out, "Hey, preacher, go get a job." I want to talk about this. I want to help you street preachers that might go into full-time ministry give an answer. Now, we know that working to provide for yourself is a key. Apostle Paul says so. 2 Thess 3:10. "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." So Paul's talking about a man providing for his own way. You also know Paul said in Timothy, if you don't provide for your own family, you're worse than an infidel. So working is very important. We know this. I remind homeless people that are fit enough to work. I remind young men these days, middle-aged men, oftentimes that are lazy, that if you don't work, you don't eat, per the scriptures. Now, one thing to be very mindful of when we're talking about this topic and people yell out, "Hey, preacher, get a job." Jesus said in Matthew 7 that we're to judge rightly. You know, God hates false judgment. God wants fairness and justice. He hates false judging. So let's talk about this when you want to give an answer. When you want to give an answer about get a job, preacher, from somebody, here's some factors to take in consideration. So me, myself, my ministry, I'm not asking for food. I don't ask for support. I don't take money from people. So this is the answer that I give and how I reply to, "Hey, preacher, go get a job." Number one, I'm almost 60 years old myself, and I've worked my entire life since I was 15 or 16. I retired early to use my resources, savings, investments to go travel, to preach, and I pay my way. I take nothing from others. I refuse to be a burden, and I learned this from Apostle Paul when he mentions this in Acts 20, verses 33-35. "I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and unto them that are with me. I have showed you all things, so that how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than receive.'" So I've worked my whole life. I've labored. I'm not a burden to anyone. So that's my first answer to these people that say that and make wrong judgments about me. Number two, while I retired from daily work in an office or a factory or running my own business, we labor every day in the Word, in teaching, in discipling, in the streets, witnessing. Romans 10:15, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." So God calls some people to go. This becomes your job, all right, to go and preach. So if you're not a burden and you've worked to provide for yourself, you can go and full-time do ministry, teaching, and preaching. Number three, I do work online, on the road, to support myself via consulting work, a little bit here and there, not a lot, but it does help us in our expenses, pays the gas, keeps us from living off of savings and investments. Paul worked as a leather maker, Acts 18:3, "And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers," leather workers, some people say. So Paul worked. I still work. That would be my third answer. Number four, the obvious answer is I do have a job. I labor daily, 365 days a year, preaching in the streets, witnessing, gospel sign holding, going to events, going to outside religious places, teaching and discipling others and having fellowship with other saints to encourage them. You know, Paul tells us in Titus 2:14, "Be zealous for good works." That's my job, to be a teacher, to be an evangelist. I do have a job. and I work hard at it, along with Sister Debbie and other saints that I know work hard at it too. Number five, if you see me parked at a lake or out in the woods at a campsite or out in the wilderness, it's not relaxing and idleness. You know, we do go out in the world, or excuse me, into God's creation to get away from the world, but we are mostly always still working, ministry, witnessing, in communication, studying the word. Hey, that reminds me, didn't Jesus do a lot of his ministry work by a lake or up on a mountain out in the wilderness, like the Sermon on the Mount setting? Interesting. Matthew 5, verse 1. Seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Yeah, Jesus knew how to get away, but he was still working. We still do that as well, as he is our example. So the men that often yell out, hey, get a job, they're hypocrites. Also, I like to remind people of this. And here's why. You know, we're out there witnessing, preaching, taking on the ire of the world. Oftentimes the police are called on us, trying to reach out to the hateful, lost world with the gospel of hope, all laboring for Christ and the kingdom of God. What are these men doing when they walk by and tell me to get a job? They're out in the world idly entertaining themselves, not working, living in their flesh and their carnality. But they turn to me and say, go get a job. Do you see the hypocrisy there? Yeah, that's hypocrisy. Rank hypocrisy. We even get people that'll go by and yell at us, get off food stamps and welfare. Go out and get a job, man. Again, wrong judgment. If they would only know and have a clue about who we are, how I've worked my whole life, how I've never taken such things, and if they knew my bank account and my resources, they wouldn't say such things. False judgment. They better be careful. God's going to hold them accountable to that. And you know, this topic reminds me of a witnessing experience we had with a landscaper man who wrongly judged us as beggars on the corner. He thought we were with some beggars on the corner. We were parked in a Walmart. I'm going to attach the audio link to this where you can hear how I dealt with him to make sure that he was no longer judging people wrongly. So this preacher does work. This preacher does have a job to do. This preacher takes nothing and he burdens no one, all to God's glory, as he has made a way. And it is to God's glory because he is the one who made me who I am and has paved this way. So I hope that sets things straight on this topic. Go out and get a job, preacher. Make sure you're judging rightly. And then all you men that do work in full-time ministry, I hope you have the evidence to back up what you're doing and make sure that it's done biblically. And that's what I strive to do. So I got to get out of here. I got to go back to work. That's right, serving Christ, preaching the gospel, making disciples, teaching on our website, yeah, and supporting my home and my ministry. That's what we do, laboring for the kingdom of God. I hope this has edified you in many ways. Test yourself, men. Make sure that your witness is blameless and you're walking in the ways of God. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, and you'll find thousands of articles, audios, videos, resources, sisters' blogs to help you walk in the biblical faith. Let us know how we can help you. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. This has been Brother James. Till next time, may God be praised.